We pray, Lord, open our hearts to your word. Amen. The English language is extremely difficult to master. Even though all of us have studied it, almost every year of our education, we still haven't mastered it. There is seldom a day when I fail to experience some misuse of English, usually by my own mistake. Usually it stems from my own ignorance. And one particularly difficult aspect of English is the fact that there are many words which sound the same but have different meanings and different spellings. A classic example of this is the word two. It's a simple word that's no more than a couple or a few letters long. But when I use that word, I could be referring to three different possibilities. I could be talking about two, T-O, two, T-O-O, or two, T-W-O. And that's the difficulty that we have with English, and that's why it's often hard to express it to other people. No matter how much one studies the language, they're never going to master it completely. They're always going to make some type of mistake. As we talk about these difficulties that we have with English, ponder these words in Joshua chapter 21. Thus the Lord gave to Israel all the land that he swore to give their fathers. And they took possession of it, and they settled there. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their fathers. Not one of all their enemies had withstood them, for the Lord had given all their enemies into their hands. Not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass. Joshua is summarizing everything that the Lord had accomplished for Israel on their exit out of Egypt, how he had led them safely through the wilderness and finally brought them to the promised land and given them peace and rest. Sometimes the numerous examples of the Lord's prophecies and fulfillments in the Bible don't strike us as much as they should. But think about this for just a moment. Of all the words in the Old Testament, think about all the times that the Lord conversed with his people back and forth, gave them commands, told them prophecies that would come to pass. Think of the many thousands of words that those prophecies took. And here we see, in the words of Joshua, not one word that the Lord spoke failed to come to pass. Not one. That's amazing. The prior history of Israel is filled with examples of the Lord's promises to them, and not one failed to happen just as he said they would. When we really get down to it, this simple fact is so hard for us to grasp because of the many mistakes that we have with our language. Hardly do we open our mouths and some mistake is right on the tip of our tongue to spill out of our mouth. In fact, the Lord's words in the Bible to us are as close as we're going to come to literary perfection in this life. In order to illustrate this a little bit more, let's take a look at some familiar Bible passages and see what difference it makes when we change just one word. Take John 3:16, that passage which is so familiar to us and so beloved by us. What if it read, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son," S-U-N. Or how about Psalm 19, verse 8, where it says, "The statutes or commandments of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart." What if it read, "The statutes of the Lord are right"? What value would Proverbs 30, verse 5 be if it read, "Every word of God is pure," instead of pure? We could go on all day with examples about the treasures we would lose in God's Word if just one simple word was changed. But thankfully, we don't have to worry about that problem. Thankfully, the Lord has blessed us with a word that remains constant, a word that He promises will remain true. Now, mankind has certainly done a fine job, whether that be intentional or unintentional, of desecrating or changing God's Word. Satan has successfully blinded multitudes to add and subtract to what God requires and promises in His Word. Even Joshua and the Israelites encountered many in their travels. We're told 31 kingdoms of heathen nations in all that the Lord delivered them from. And we have the same promise that Joshua and the Israelites had as well. As the Word has been handed down from generation to generation and copied over and over again, man's clumsiness has certainly left its mark. Originals have been completely destroyed or partially destroyed. Scribes have committed intentional errors and some even unintentional. But through all of this, the Lord's promise that not one word would be changed remains true. No matter what happens in our lives, or no matter what happens after we're long gone, we have the promise from the Lord that His Word remains constant. But what good is a constant promise? What good is absolute truth if it doesn't contain a message for us? After all, Joshua is talking about the Israelites. He's talking about Old Testament people. What impact does that have for us today? Well, Paul writes to the Ephesians, who seem to have the same question in their minds about the Word of God. Paul calls these questions a mystery of Christ, because it focuses on the suffering and death of Christ, what He accomplished, His atonement on our behalf. And Paul tells them that they can't understand these things because they're ignorant. By nature, we can't understand this mystery. But more importantly, Paul tells them where the answer is. He tells them, look in the Word. He writes, this mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Paul makes it clear that this mystery is revealed in the gospel. The promises of God are fulfilled in the gospel. And that rings just as true for us today as it did for Joshua. We have the same boldness and confidence to trust that every word of God is accurate, that what He says will work out for our good, no matter what our flesh tells us. That means that instead of worrying about how we have ruined God's Word, how we have changed it, and how we misuse it, just like we misuse our own English language, Jesus has already done it perfectly in our place. Despite our failings and inabilities, Jesus has accomplished it all. God's Word is true. God's Word is right and constant. And God has remained faithful to His Word throughout the generations. Thanks be to Christ that He has revealed this mystery to us in the gospel, that He has kept everything perfectly in our place, but most importantly, that we can trust and hope in the promise that He has given us, the promise of everlasting life and heirs with Him in heaven. We close with hymn 286.